You're listening to the show about fearsome ants and Nat's pants. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Like Star Trek, nine, like the number.
You know what? I looked up, is Charles Dickens problematic? And then I forgot to read it. It says he was known to be highly sympathetic to the plight of the poor and disadvantaged.
Ugh, problematic.
But like, yeah, that's a problem for like many others, many other authors of the period, he expressed attitudes which have been interpreted as racist and xenophobic in his journalism. And works. Right, exactly. Because everyone back then was a piece of shit. Not like now. We're all perfect now, right, guys?
No, we got it. We got it going.
It's perfect. Humans evolved, stamped, approved.
We did it,
guys.
Our amygdalas are in shape. Speaking of tea.
I want them to be in the shape of a lizard folk. Because it's your lizard brain, right? Like it's in the shape of a lizard folk. But and he's posing like this,
that.
Muscles up. It's in shape.
A lizard brain or of a
amygdala.
Amygdala. Or in the shape of a caveman with his muscles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't open roll 20.
I did. Did it actually load? Let's see.
I'll see who's
I'm in.
Nice.
I did it.
Everybody's in, but Abby.
Oh, this is going to toggle. I thought it was Morrow's in it.
I'm going to need your help for the recap.
Who is you?
Everyone.
Everybody. Okay.
That's fine.
Everybody.
That's fine.
We'll see how that goes. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh.
Boom, boom, boom. Is that the help you need?
Wee, doo, woo, doo, woo. Wee, doo, doo, woo, doo, woo, doo, woo, doo, woo. Wee, woo, wee, doo, woo, doo, woo. Wee, woo, 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 woo.
I got a waterfall shield. Thank you, cute but curmudgeonly Calliope.
Oh.
The end. How can you burn the rest?
And booty!
Yup.
Aunt Booty!
I should show the drawing I did of Aunt Booty when you told me to draw Aunt Booty
time. Oh, I haven't seen your Aunt Booty drawing.
It was
drawing.
Only a sketch. Here she is.
I thought Rafina might want to remind us something about Aunt Booty. Whoa.
Let me see.
She has like a big feathery hat.
Holy.
And like frilly pants and curly shoes. And she has a bag full of cigarettes, but I didn't really finish it. And her hair has her hat has the beads and the feathers. And she has all these frilly collars and frilly things. Yay.
She's hot.
Does she have a bag full
she's
of
hot. What'd you say?
Of cigarettes or of like
cigarettes.
Leaves and paper.
Cigarettes.
No, it's I see what you're saying. Does she roll her own?
Oh yeah, like twig cigarettes. Twigarettes. Yes. Twigarettes.
Twigarettes.
Oh my god.
That's a thing.
Twigarettes.
It's a thing.
Aunt Booty. Okay, so I was trying to do t-shirt designs too.
Oh, you're gonna say that.
Well, this one was one of the times where Gwen tried to talk to Will. It's in the episode that we're about to release. Like Gwen's like, you seem really stressed, and Will goes, I'm not stressed! I'm just living my life! And it's like bloodshot eyes. I'm trying to do like simple t-shirt designs. And I showed you the twig tee from like, I showed you this like a while back. That was my first drawing that I did on my iPad.
Oh, I love that so much.
I was just doing sketches really quick because sometimes I get ideas in my head for t-shirts, but then I forget them. Oh, I drew Bathwack's sword, but I mean, I don't know if it's appropriate, but it's like, if I could draw Bathwack's sword and he could just have it whenever, it's a waterfall hilt.
Whoa.
And it has green magic.
That is so cool. Look at the splash as the part that I don't know what
the
it's
hill.
Called.
Crossbar. Oh, cool.
The hill. Yeah, it's a waterfall.
No, yeah, the
hilt.
cross part. That's called the crossbar.
I think
the
hilt.
Yeah.
The hilt. No, the hilt is what
the
you
whole,
hold on.
The
to.
Whole thing is the hilt.
But what is the hand rest up against?
I think it's the crossbar.
The crossbar.
I'm so sweaty and hot now. I was really cold. I had the heater on, and now I'm hot and sweaty because I'm sharing my art, and that's a nerve wracking thing.
You need to remember that anytime you're cold.
Yeah, just share my art with somebody.
We're so grateful that you shared your art with us. We feel privileged.
Well,
was there anything else that we genuinely wanted to add to that
Aunt
wonderful
Booty.
Recap?
Aunt Booty showed up and was amazing and terrifying. And all right.
She's an insomniac. And so, but when she says dream, Rafina knows it's more like a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
She had a dream of Strahd.
And yes. That was the important thing at the end. But I was totally hallucinating by then. I was so tired. I remember saying words and feeling like I was disconnected from my body.
Yeah.
But yes, so Strahd was crying and bursts of malevolent spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And Gareth, we knocked him out, but we did that 2 episodes ago.
And you woke him up.
Yeah, we woke him up.
And we woke him up. We dribbled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dribble.
And she, Aunt Booty did not think that Rafina's a serial killer.
Yeah. And also she could like see through things.
Yeah,
because
she like
could see Rafina.
Was at least very perceptive, if not magic,
yes.
Even though Will rolled an Arcana check and it.
Oh, did you?
Even though it was
that.
Pretty good, a pretty good number, he did not detect like. I don't have detect magic, but I don't know. I'm trying to look at where I wrote that.
Yeah, we spent a long time sort of messing around with the organ, and is that when you got the shield, Bathwack? Is that when Bathwack got the shield, or was it 2 episodes ago?
Well, it was definitely last time.
It was spotted at the end of, not last episode, but the one before.
And the thing that Alex remembered that I did not was that Rafina was got a washboard under the shield. Like, the shield came off the music desk.
It was a drying rack,
Lichens and mosses and things.
Yeah.
Alex called it a washboard, and I was like, you mean for, like, a jug band? So maybe it could double as one.
I'm sure you could play the drying rack.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And, Alex, you also talked a lot about Eldath when you and I talked about it, but I don't know if you want to put that in the recap.
Nope.
Ooh.
His recap was done, like, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's true.
We're all making weird sounds.
Bathwack was worried that the Calliope was like ripped in half when he moved the shield, but Will was like, yeah, they're like made from the same stuff or by the same maker, but they can be removed, like it can be separated and it doesn't destroy anything. Rafina inchwormed over the petals of the Calliope.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing.
And the other thing, there was one more thing that just came to me and then left again. What was it? It was, okay, Calliope, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you heard the Calliope talking, or it was echoing to you.
It was that. It echoed things back, which made me a little nervous, honestly. That did not feel natural.
That was weird. We had to make the guy eat and stuff, I think, like to make him take care of it.
Dribble,
so like,
dribble.
I'm not sure if that Calliope is a good entity or not. I don't know.
Right. Alex and I were talking about that too.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yep. Then Aunt Booty.
But how does it give us good things like shields and drying racks, but also like apparently possess Gareth, or is that more a sign of Gareth's weak mind? And need to be, obsessed with
possible.
Something.
That's possible. That's, I mean, it could be either. Yeah, he could just be like, you know, he had like one hit point. So maybe he was just a loser. He's just a loser trying to play the Calliope.
Will's like, finally, there's a numeric way to rank people.
One hit point. Loser.
You don't have fewer than me. You have less than me.
That's right.
And Aunt Booty kind was worried about the Sooty Gang, and she thinks they're into drugs.
Yes.
I think that's all the notes that I have. Oh, the Aeonian anglerfish has been in our lake. Are you 3 going to save him? And then she's like, are you 4 going to save him?
Yes.
Oh,
what can that mean?
And 4 of us are asleep? I don't know. I wrote that down. 4 of us asleep. Not young. I don't know what I was. 4 of
not
us asleep.
Young.
Not
I don't
young.
Know what that means.
Maybe
either.
I was asleep and we're all not young. You know what I mean?
I mean, I am.
You know what you mean? You know what you mean? You know what I mean? What? What is wrong with me?
I'm broken in half.
Oh my gosh. Right. Okay. So we rested.
Oh, Aunt Booty's house was burned down by the
Oh, yeah.
The crank-butted figure.
Or crotched.
Or wherever the crank
guy settled.
Uh-huh. That's right. I didn't write that down. Dang it.
So.
Yes, Aunt Booty is a force.
Yeah, she is. And she had claimed that she needed her beauty rest. And so you were all pseudo-graciously escorted out of her room and find yourselves in the middle of the hallways of the Bear Toggle Hotel. You've claimed for multiple sessions, many of you, that you are drained and unable to perform. And so I suspect that rest is being sought.
Drained and unable to perform.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Wow.
I didn't put it that way, but okay. But
it's clear that that's what all of you meant. So, you know that the Ibish who you met at the puppet theater was given Gwen's room key.
Yep.
And sent there. You also have the key to Will's room, and there's the key, the big, important key, which goes to the suite that the rest of you had shared.
Right. So where do we go?
Well, that's a question I have for all three of you, because you're all standing in the hallway outside of Aunt Booty's room. You would dare not even deign to come close to that door again, because she claims she needs her beauty rest,
Will's
and
like,
you know that that
Will's
is
like,
a process.
She was horrible. I love her. But I don't know if I ever want to see her again. I'm not sure.
That is not an uncommon reaction with Aunt Booty.
Yikes. Like, how did it already smell like smoke before we walked in the room? Like, I don't think there are smoking sections.
A pre-smoked room.
But it was like just her walking into the room already. Yeah. That room
was Twiggerettes. No. Yeah. They have some magical properties.
Twiggerettes. Rafina.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, is this a thing? Like, your whole family likes twigs? And she's your aunt?
Well, when I was little, I thought foolishly that she was going to, you know, that it was bad for her to smoke. So I would take her cigarettes and I would empty them out and then I would boil water and pour the water over them. And that's how twig tea was born. But the health benefits were so positive that I realized that she should smoke them all the time. So
wait, so we're drinking cigarette tea.
No, Twiggerette.
Twiggerette tea.
Shortened
this is
to twig.
A very interesting development.
It has a really lovely smoked flavor, don't you think? Here, let me remind you. And I pour some into it.
You pour it in my mouth? Yeah, where?
I pour it into the little, I pour it into my hand and I put it up to his nose.
Your non-feathered palm.
Will, like, he's making himself as skinny as possible and shuffling down the hallway. Like, no! Get it away from me!
Just smell it! Just smell it!
No!
Smell it!
I can smell it from Lick here! It. It smells like Aunt Booty! I never realized it before!
And I slurp it up.
Where is Shimi? Is he presumably back in the suite? But it's like 2 or something. It's not even
we
that late,
bed.
Right?
Oh, what? No.
I think it's we sent nighttime. Him away because we didn't want him to like battle a calliope or something.
Oh, I thought we sent him to bed.
Well, we did. I think we sent him to the room.
Okay.
But I don't think he was necessarily going to go sleep. But maybe he is asleep. Should we all go back to that room? Should we go back to the main room?
Let's
also,
check
we
on
didn't
him.
Give him the key.
Wait,
we didn't I think we
like
did?
We solved that,
didn't we?
I think
we've given him the key.
Oh, the key. Oh shit! Is he just waiting outside the room, or he's gone? And Will's like, oh god. Yeah, I guess we didn't really.
I guess you'll have to find out.
We didn't really.
I still have the key.
Next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Wait, do I have the key? Check.
Yeah, does he have the key? Shimi might have taken it. Oh my god!
You check, and you have the key.
Oh okay.
Oh
okay.
Well, where's Shimi then?
Do I have my key?
The lock.
You check.
I check
your bloody goopy key.
No.
Your goopy
well,
arbiter key.
Sure, I
or
also
your
check for that.
Key.
If I see Bathwack checking for the important key, I check for both my keys.
Yep, you find them.
And then I check for the key to my room.
You have it.
I have it. Oh, crap. He didn't steal the right... He probably stole something else. I checked my pockets for other things.
All your dildos are gone.
What?
You find no dildos in your pockets so at all.
Stupid. I did not ask that. What do is anything missing?
Do you have your inventory list?
I do have an inventory list.
No,
it's
I'm
right
asking
here.
Will, not KT.
Oh.
I was trying to pull my pockets out. Oh, well.
You don't find anything missing.
Nothing missing. Okay.
And you are on the in the meantime heading up to the hallway. I'm assuming that's where your two rooms are. So you're going up there and you don't see him hanging out outside.
Oh, crap, that kid is going to get us in trouble, you guys.
Oh, no.
Do we have to go out and find him?
What time is it? Can we determine what time? How long did we spend with
mid-afternoon?
Right, like that was maybe what? It was a booty conversation,
so the
and then we were
in
down
the
in the basement. And
we had a booty call.
Yeah, we had a booty call, and he helped us with all the rooms. So I know that we sent him away once we were done with
that. Yeah, I mean, it's like it's getting closer to the end of the day. It's not nighttime.
No, what I'm saying is the amount of time he was apart from us isn't that long.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe
it was when you were down in the place and then up and talking to Aunt Booty.
Right.
I mean, time with Aunt Booty is an elastic subject.
Right. Okay.
Sure.
Well,
sure. That's true.
Jamie's been able to take care of himself.
Yeah, he might have just gotten into the room. Anyway, he's not.
Yeah, or he's in town and he'll, come back in a little bit.
I gave him a little money. He might be spending it. Hopefully spending it, not stealing more things.
Which means stealing. Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing, I got to talk to him about that because he's stealing things that are a little expensive. Ugh. Yeah. I'm glad you guys are so okay with stealing, though.
I was going to say, we don't have, there's no one yelling at you right now.
I know, it's pretty great. It's a relief, actually. Oh, Gwen, you are a statue now.
Ugh. Yes. Maybe he's going to steal the statue. Ooh. And then you will have a statue reminding you of the, never mind.
I'm not carrying that around with me wherever we go.
Mo would do it. Where's Mo? You guys, I want to go find Mo again.
I could fly over there and check on him, I think. Let me just check my spells.
I guess we have to find Shimmy first, right?
I could go with you.
I thought we were supposed to rest, though.
Says not at all, hopefully.
Oh.
Guys, aren't we really tired?
We are very tired, but I am also worried about Mo. I have been worried about that for a while because, you know what? What if Halula has a few more brain cells in her head than Mo does? I mean, let's face it, neither of them are super brill. You know what I'm saying? So
they do what they do very well.
Right. Halula is useless and Mo is a psycho.
Mo stabs people.
Mo stabs people very well. And apparently has lobster powers, whatever that deal is. But what if Halula convinced Mo to... I've been worried about that all day. I really don't have. Oh God, look at me! I'm so tapped out. I could, I could cast
a one there and a one there.
I know at my super highest level.
You have three first level spell slots.
I could magic
Those
missile
are
you, Bathwack.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Can we take a? Can we take a siesta?
I won't get anything back if we take a siesta, but I do like the idea of that because I haven't had a siesta since I've been journeying with all of you wonderful people.
But also comprehend languages.
Yeah. It's true.
Yep.
I do have that.
Well, that's helpful.
So we can't fly, Will? I mean, go find Mo.
I could fly. I'm wondering how far would I... Do I think that I could be able to fly over there and back before I fall out of the sky?
Click on fly. Or hit the eye or whatever.
It's an hour.
So we can see it. It's an hour? Are you sure? I don't think it is.
We've done
10
minutes.
It's
effing 10 minutes. It used to be an hour.
It used to be an hour when I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Well, it was because you just said it and you were so nice and generous and then we just went along with that. It's only 10 minutes. Oh,
probably not.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I can make it.
I mean, you have this and then you could spend your 6th level slot to come back. You could probably get up there and then come back.
But then I would have to go by myself. I mean, guys, what do we think? Should
I do that?
I
mean, you could go up there with Bathwack and then leave him there and come
back. Good,
perfect.
And then I could set the ship on fire and leave.
I could swim back.
You are a turtle, so it's probably not a problem. In chainmail. Turtles swim in chainmail all the time.
Fall down the side of the dam, yelling billow the whole time.
There. You could smash through all of the layers that have been meticulously erected.
I guess, you know, it's up to you guys. I don't know. I feel like we should check, but also that'll be spending all the energy I have. Maybe we should wait for the end until the end of the day, and then I could check. Depending on if a monster comes to the hotel and tries to eat us in some way, then I could fight that before we go and check on Mo.
Well, all of our battles have been very dependent on you, Will, so you're right. We should definitely...
Rafina!
Oh, no! I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did. I think Aunt Booty is rubbing off on you, and it's not nice.
Gross.
I'm sorry, Will. I always feel a little dazed after an encounter with Aunt Booty.
I know.
I'm not fully in control of my faculties. But yeah. I do. I hear you, and I think we should. Yeah. Let's. What were we talking about?
Should we wait until the end of the day to fly over and check on Mo, or should I do it right now?
Is our priority Shimi or Mo at this point?
Shimi.
We think maybe he's just out stealing stuff, but maybe he's,
Should we just check these rooms first? I'll open my room.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even look
in there.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, you're in the hallway. You open your room. It's empty.
Okay. What about their room?
I don't know. Do you open it?
Bathwack, let me in.
Of course.
Yeah, Bathwack has the key.
Key man. Come on, key man.
Yeah, I'll unlock the room.
Key man, puzzle master.
Key man.
Defender. Key man,
puzzle key master man, of the universe.
Casters of the
I'll
universe.
I'll get you, key man.
All right, so you open the door to the suite, and you find Shimi.
Yay!
Shimi's there.
Shimi. Oh,
he is sprawled over one of the chairs.
Oh.
He's holding a bottle of Bufflin whiskey.
No!
Oh, my God!
And you guys come in, and he looks up like 2 seconds after you open the door. He holds up the bottle. He says, "Hey!"
I immediately go over and take the bottle away.
He tries to take it away about 3 seconds after you take it out of his hand.
Did you buy this, or is this on our tab, Shimi?
Huh?
Is that really your first question?
Yes, it is. Uh-oh, Abby froze.
Anyway, is that your first question really, Will? We got to know how much he drank and where he found it.
I'm asking if he bought it.
Bought it? It's in the bar.
Yeah, exactly. It's
he
on
points,
our tab,
like, generally over his head towards the bar by the window.
Shimi.
So he didn't take it out of Bathwack's bag or anything?
I mean, he didn't say he did.
No, but he said he got it from the bar. So, just curious.
I hold up the bottle and see if I can I see through the bottle? Is it a dark bottle, probably? But can
Dark-ish.
I see how much you drank?
What you're holding is mostly full.
Okay. Oh, wait. Are there any other bottles? What I'm holding? All right, search the place for more bottles. I heard the DM say something suspicious. Are there empty bottles anywhere?
You read a bottle. That's it's an I'm explosive curious. Rune bottle. You explode.
Did he drink a lot of things? Yeah.
Gwen and I and Will drank my other bottle, right?
We drank some of it.
All
at least.
Of it, probably.
I need to look in Gwen's bag. Did he take it from Gwen's bag? I have Gwen's bag.
Give me a second.
Okay.
He says 10 minutes later.
The magic
you find a bottle of Bufflin whiskey sealed.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Oh,
all right.
Where'd
so he
get that Will.
He this is Gwen's. Here. I'll just hand it to you because I.
Oh, that fact actually smiles.
Shimi, have you ever drank anything before?
Uh huh.
No, truth.
Sure. Remember that time in that place in Tinka?
Yeah, when we got you milk or something?
Tinkle Tink. No.
Tinkle Tink.
I was pounding him down like the puzzle master. do you know?
Oh, God. Does anyone have an anti-drunk spell? I don't have anything like this.
I thought you guys were tired.
We could heal him, but I don't know if that'll work.
Create bonfire!
Comprehend languages.
Yeah, exactly. This kid needs to go to bed, guys.
Yeah, Shimi. Okay, I pick him up, like, by the... Oh. What are his clothes like, by the way?
What are you picturing?
Well, he's like...
Draw Shimi with your words right now.
I just pictured him in, like, a plain shirt and pants.
Nailed
like
it.
Like a normal person in a town. Yep. The son of mm-hmm. a
It's a no-fear t-shirt and JNCO jeans.
Yes! It's Eric from the 90s! Hot. I didn't realize you were basing Shimi off yourself.
I had a No Fear t-shirt in the 90s. JNCO jeans were not 90s. That was definitely 2000s.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I know in the 90s I wore some big-ass, like, bell-bottoms.
It is one of those t-shirts you got from fundraisers in elementary school.
No Fear was?
No. Oh. I'm saying it's a different thing. It's that with the different animals on it. What were those?
Oh, animal yeah, the Save t-shirts, the Wildlife kind
whatever
of
those were.
Save the Rainforest t-shirts.
Animal t-shirt
this
fundraiser.
This is a great conversation.
I know.
90s.
I had one that said, it was a hand-me-down. It said, love animals, don't eat them. But I wasn't a vegetarian.
Don't eat them as you chomp into a hamburger, you know? Staring at strangers right in their eyes.
Love animals. They're delicious.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess that's what I was going for.
Okay, so what was the question? Shimi. Yeah, what is he wearing?
Plain shirt and pants.
Sweet.
It's just like you drew him with your words.
JNCO jeans.
Shimi is wearing breeches and a tunic with a belt.
Okay.
And that's it.
No shoes.
He has shoes.
Okay.
No socks.
And a pocket knife, right?
Yeah, that's true. He has a pocket knife.
Yep.
All right.
He's wearing a pocket knife.
I grab the front of his shirt and I pull him up.
Okay. He comes up. He's mostly dead weight.
I slap him. Slap him. Not too hard. I just slap him, like, across his face.
Hey! What are you doing?
You can't get drunk at 2 in the afternoon.
What? You sent me up here.
And you're also 14 years old. And we have still not established how weird this is.
I don't know either. I mean, it might be completely fine or completely inappropriate.
All right.
I don't think we... Us four should cast judgment. Maybe we should leave that up to the beholder.
There's a beholder?
You don't know what that is.
No, Will does
Will,
not.
Will, you have no fucking idea. You don't barely know what a pigeon is. All right, you definitely know what a pigeon
is. Wait a second, does Shimi say that? Is he belligerent drunk?
Huh?
That's just
did he really say that?
Say what?
That... All right. You little asshole. I slap him one more time.
Hey!
And then I look at you guys and I'm like, where's the bathroom in this place? In your room, there must be a bathroom.
There is one.
Yeah.
It's over there.
All right.
Check for calliope parts.
Oh, God. We still haven't really prevented that from coming back, have we? I say as I drag the kid over to the bathroom.
Where are we going?
I'm just going, what Will is going to do is like, I don't know, is there plumbing? I want to get water in a basin and splash his
in
face.
In the Bear Toggle Hotel, of course there is.
All right, well, I'm going to splash water on his face, dunk his head in the water. Rufina's totally okay with this. Everyone's totally okay with me manhandling this kid.
It's fine.
He's drunk.
I think, yeah.
What?
Dinker.
What do you want? Ah, stop it! I don't like this.
Ugh. I just keep doing it until he's seems a little more sober.
Okay, what?
Is this a good time for me to ask you for a what do you call it when someone gives you money before you've earned it?
An advance? Wait, are you talking to me?
Oh, yeah.
One of those apps that exploit low-paid employees.
I love that I'm imagine dunking a 14-year-old into a sink and Bathwack just peeks in the bathroom. Is this a bad time to ask for an advance?
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm just drowning. I suddenly start drowning him because I'm so distracted. What? I'm holding him underwater.
What do you need the money for?
Will, I think he needs to breathe.
Oh, I pull him out. What do you need an advance for? Didn't I advance you something in the last town?
Wait, he's getting paid?
Shimi, if you would not be drunk when I came up here, maybe we could have a discussion about payment.
Drunk? Look at me. I'm wet.
You could give him another dip and answer my question.
How much? What do you need? What do you need to buy?
I was just remembering our contract.
Mm-hmm.
And I might need some supplies around town.
Oh yeah? So how much?
Well, 75% of my expenses, I think.
Okay. How much?
Well, my expenses are to be determined.
All right. Well, bring me back an itemized list and we'll go over it. All right. What are we going shopping now? Is that what we're doing? Shimi, do you want to go shopping?
All right.
All right.
Let's go. What are we buying?
Shimi, oh God, we got to have this talk. But I got too many things going on, Bathwack. What? Fine. What do you need? Tell me how much you need.
I'll come back. And they close the door.
Now let's talk to Bathwack. It's better when he's in the room.
He's holding his arm out to the door like he just asked him how much money he needed, and he just walks away and was like, why would you turn away the opportunity to tell me?
He doesn't need any money.
What do you mean he doesn't need any money?
He just needs me.
No, Shimi.
What?
Bad choices.
What?
I need to say this. I don't want to embarrass you in front of everybody.
All right, maybe you should say it now.
Yes.
Is it I'm too sexy?
Oh my God, Shimi.
What?
Shimi, zip it. First of all, talk less. I have to say, I know I talk a lot.
Smile more.
And it's amazing. What are you, from Hamilton? I get it. High five.
He smiles.
But the point is, I know that I talk a lot, but when you talk a lot, you sometimes give things away. Don't do it. Don't talk too much.
But around these guys, it's fine.
Yeah, or sure. Yes, it's fine around us.
Yes.
But just when we're out in public, try not to give things away. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Especially plans. I know you're clever. Excuse me, I have like a...
Mira, you're all right. Maybe you should dunk your head under this water for 40 seconds. Really clears it out.
Oh, gets a nasty cough whenever anyone asks him for money.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Just 1 minute.
I gotta get to the doctor.
Seriously to what you're asking. Just give me a compose one. Just 1 moment. I'm gonna step outside.
Shimi.
Will.
Shimi.
Will.
Oh, is he looking at me or is he still all... Are you... You know, you need to drink some water or something.
I drank a lot just in the past.
Did you?
Yes.
You just, that was your defense? Instead of drowning, you drank the water? It's an interesting method.
How would you survive?
Have you
been waterboarded before? Have you?
How do you even know that word? Shimi? Okay. What are your goals? What are you well read? Shimi.
What?
Don't give me that. I know you can't read, or you can barely read, because I know you couldn't read recently.
I can read.
Shimi,
fine.
Okay, that's one thing. If you're gonna be in this group, you gotta like learn how to read a little bit.
Okay.
Do you know how to spell your name?
Sure.
Spell it.
S H I.
No.
I.
Rufina says under the door, no!
No! That's not right. Shimi, try again.
Why?
Is that really?
Are you asking? Or are you spelling it with the Y?
S-H-I-I-M. Why?
So he really spells it S-H-I-I-M-Y. Yeah. Will wouldn't know any better. That's not how you spelled it for us, but...
That's not how I spelled it for you. But also,
would Will know that that's not really a good spelling of Shimi?
Probably. How many names have you run across with two I's in them right in a row?
Shimi, is that really how you spell
it's
your
D&D.
Name?
D&D. We yeah. can spell it however
exactly.
we want.
There could right. be like 50 apostrophes in there.
Says. This is D&D. I can spell my name however I want.
And now I have purple eyes. I decided I want purple ones. Now they're changing.
Anyway.
That's not what I sound like.
It's totally like
that's
that.
It's way better.
No, not at all. Okay, so yeah, that's what he...
That's
he,
how my name is spelled. What are you asking?
All right, she, sure. Okay, so I'm not sure if that's actually right, but we can go with that. If that's how you want to spell your name, is that how you want to spell your name?
Well, I mean, it's not up to me, is it? It's up to my parents.
No, it's not. You're not even with them, are you?
No, I'm not. I can spell it however I want, and I'm going to spell it how it's spelled, which is how I just spelled it to you.
Spell it again.
S-H-I-M-Y.
Okay, that's a little different. You spelled it different the second time. So now, here. I will give you money to learn how to read. Can that be? If you're going to be the puzzle master, you've got to learn how to read.
I mean,
but also,
I've solved
in order
a few puzzles
to be
already.
Useful, Shimi, yeah. Shimi, look at me. Do I look like a man who has use for people who are not pulling their weight?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Shimi.
I mean,
I give
in
him
a sense.
An intimidation roll. He's trying to be real serious. Okay. All of a sudden, you see the crime boss come out. It's going to be a -2 intimidation. I have terrible intimidation. Oh, God. Luck point.
Okay.
Luck point. It. Yep, did it. Oh, wait, what do I do? I just roll it again.
Just roll it again, I think.
Where is it? Shit. Oh my God, it's still terrible, isn't it? 22!
I don't want to be food! Don't make me food! I'll learn how to read!
Food?
Isn't that what use you have for people who don't know how to read?
I don't eat people. What's
Not
wrong
for
with
you,
you,
but for, you know.
Who?
Weirdos Bat-whack? And psychopaths.
Bathwack? Yeah, you know what? Good idea. If you don't learn how to read, I'm going to feed you to Bathwack.
I don't want to be tea leaves!
I'm going to knock on the door.
Hello?
Come in! And then push it open a little bit.
Hello, come in!
Are you guys done?
He's ready to feed you.
Yes, we're done.
He's ready to eat you.
What?
Bathwack, if you don't want to eat Shimi right now, get the fuck out.
Oh, door closes.
Door closes!
Oh my God, okay.
Bathwack, do you have to pee?
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Our friends are outside just standing there in limbo.
I know.
Motionless.
Shimi, I was
noiseless.
Trying to get... Oh my God. All right. Will rips out a scrap of paper and what? Writes what he thinks. Pick a spelling, Shimi. S-H. And I spell it how, if Will has ever heard the name Shimi before, he spells it how he would spell it.
Which is?
The right spelling.
Which is?
It's
oh,
two S-H-E-E-M-I-E. E's.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, so Will would, is it okay for me to spell that out on a piece of paper?
Of course it is.
And give it to him.
It's D&D, you can do anything you want to do.
And then I point out and I go S-H-E-E-M-I-E. And if you say this to anyone, I won't pay you. Just fucking learn how to spell your name first.
All right. That's a lot of E's.
Yeah, well, that's just how it is, okay?
It's like almost half.
It is half.
It is, yeah.
Wait, no, it's not half.
It is, though.
Okay.
I didn't think it was at first either. I thought it was like 3/7.
No, it isn't.
But it's 3/6, which
no.
reduces
S-H-E-E-M-I-E.
Yeah.
Oh, it is 3/7.
Yes.
It's half vowels.
We're right to
says
think.
Rafina under
oh,
the crack.
It's not
so wait a second, Shimi. You're pretty good with math, though, huh?
Oh, sure.
Because you helped in the store, probably, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Canon explanation. High five.
Oh, yeah. It has a reason. It's all just red made up right now out of the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, he could be okay with numbers and not so good with spelling.
Yes.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. Spelling, things like that. I didn't go to a lot of school. Okay. I didn't. But it's important to know things.
Are you going
to
teach me?
Shimi, the way you just said it sounded sarcastic. Do I look like the kind of person who teaches people things?
Will, are you going to teach me?
I just wrote down your name.
Is this lesson
Listen,
number
okay.
one?
Yes,
of
sure.
Slash question mark.
Slash question. Oh, lesson one. Sure. No, I think I've given you some. We'll say lesson 7. I've probably given you at least 6 lessons
All
over
right.
the time we've known
I
each
mean,
other.
At least. Yeah. Probably way more.
Okay. 367th lesson.
We go. Yep. One per day, per year, plus
Shimi,
two. Even though
this
we've
is
been
your
together
name.
For 2 weeks.
Shut up. this is your name. He gestures at the name.
Yep.
And he goes, S-H-E-M-I-E, Shimi, okay? Read it. Learn it. Get out of my face. And he gives, and actually he palms 5 gold with the paper.
Mm. Oh.
Deduct it.
Yep, I will. That's what I'm doing.
Deduct.
Will wants me to, Eric wants me to take massive, away from my massive pile of gold.
Listen,
coins.
If you're going to use your gold, you got to use it.
I am.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm doing.
There we
saying.
Go. Now let's
the rest
see.
Of you hoarders.
All right, Sheenie, let's see if I can fleece Bathwack out of, I just gave you 5 gold. I won't give Bathwack anything. All right, let's go.
All right, Will walks out of the bathroom, you guys. You're released from your limbo. You can suddenly move
well,
and speak again.
They could have said anything while I wasn't
know.
Out there.
Yeah, yeah,
why
yeah.
Don't
well,
you
let Rafina
them have
wants
a time.
To ask. Rafina noticed that Bathwack went in
okay,
and asked for money.
That's true. Yeah, Bathwack is, or I mean, Will is still in there. And I joke about
do
your
you want
limbo.
Me to take my headphones off?
No. They listen to that.
No, no,
it's fine.
Okay. Bathwack, what do you need this advance for? I know where my money is in the river if you want me to tell you.
I mean, I was just going to get some extra supplies. And I know that...
Do you have nothing?
I just remembered that... Nothing. I don't have nothing, but I don't have very much.
Hmm.
So I know that... also, I'm eventually going to have to try to pay for repairing Captain Clockface. If there's anyone in town that can do that.
Hmm. I see. It was just such a weird, randomly timed request.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of, I don't know. You know how it is. Like, sometimes you're just walking and you're looking around and thinking about things.
Suddenly decide, do you want money?
And then you remember something from, like, a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know?
Yep.
I remember.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
With you. Go on.
I was
Sarah.
Just remembering... the terms of the contract with Will. And he said he would pay for things. And I don't have very much money.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just curious.
Yeah.
That was the end of our conversation.
Also, I wonder how much, I wonder how badly he wants to be my butler.
Will would be so good at buttling.
Have you learned how? Have you learned what a butler is yet?
Butler. I mean, they bring you things, right?
Sure.
Like money when you need it.
I'm already your butler, apparently.
Yeah, really. I figured it out.
I mean, I don't really know what a butler is, but I know some things butlers do.
Like murder people.
Clue style.
The butler did it. I'm moving my feet. I hope it doesn't ruin my internet connection. Okay.
Oh. Oh, dripping sweat.
Right.
Okay. And then Will comes out of the bathroom.
Will comes out. Great. How's Shimi?
Less drunk, still drunk. He looks back at Shimi. Is he coming out?
No.
I killed him. He's not coming out. Apparently he's dead in there.
Is he okay to... I mean, like, is he going to go to sleep now? What's he going to do?
I don't know. Isn't it like 2:30? He probably does need to go to sleep, but...
You guys don't.
We don't.
Yeah, but yeah. We don't. And also we can't sleep, but there's... Yeah, that's different.
Also, Shimi, you need to...
He's not there.
Oh,
he's in the bathroom.
All right, bye. He's just staying in the bathroom
for
he's
now,
taking a crap.
It's
bye,
been
Shimi.
4 seconds.
Oh, okay. I didn't okay. realize
it's been 40 hours.
Okay, I came out. We had that conversation.
No, you didn't. You said two things. If you want to have a conversation, that's fine. If you don't, is anybody going somewhere? Or Bathwack, did you want to go buy things? Are you taking Will? Are you taking Rafina?
If someone. Feels like going out in the town, it's fine. Otherwise, I'll go on my own.
Will would totally go, and he would bring Shimi.
All right, let's go. Rafina, you can't stay here alone. You can't even sleep, so you don't even have an excuse.
Shimi.
I guess that's true.
He's such a belligerent drunk.
I'm fine.
Wait, should we just bring Shimi with us?
Yeah, that's Shimi's definitely coming.
Yeah, I'm staying with you. It's fine. Will's worried about me.
Oh, I thought you were going to stay with me in the hotel.
We're going out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Shimi, don't take anything this time unless I tell you to. Mm. I will give you a signal.
Probably
okay?
wouldn't be a good idea to try right
don't.
Now.
You're drunk and also
hey,
you.
I'm okay. a minor.
Right. Yeah, okay. Just we don't need the extra attention. I'm right. a little worried.
These are
expensive items.
I'll just sit back. I'll observe the group dynamics, see where the deficiencies are, where I can slot myself in most efficiently. You guys do your thing.
Shimi, study your piece of paper while you're
yep,
at it.
Yep, I got S.
All right.
I'm working on that part.
All right.
You guys go. All right, so where are you going? What do you need, Bathwack?
Yeah, it's all very practical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I need some torches.
Okay.
I need some more food that lasts forever. I need to throw away some fish tacos.
And not in the hotel room. Thank you very much.
You need to microwave the old fish tacos in the hotel room.
And then let's see. If I can, I want to get some more, a few more javelins.
Okay.
And then I want to find a pawn shop that deals in strange things.
Mm. All right. Well, let's focus on the first few first. So, torches. How many torches are you going to get?
I don't know. Say I get 4.
Okay.
And I walk up to the counter and Will buys 3 of them and then I put one back.
Do you get normal torches, cheap torches, or expensive torches?
Oh.
So many choices.
Gosh, what is it? I don't know. I've only ever used actually, probably I've used cheap torches. You know, something that burns.
Expensive ones burn longer.
Oh, I see. Normal ones.
Okay. So each normal torch is 1 copper piece.
Oh. Oh, I can actually afford that.
Do you still try to make Will pay for some of them?
I'll pay for it. I'm trying
to
find
them all.
I'm trying to find my, well, I'm assuming, like, I feel like it's a, what's it called? This is the lamest comparison ever, but like in Frozen where Anna puts all the things on the counter. I'm assuming there's more than just torches on the counter. If they look like useful items, Will pay for everything.
Well, what else? You were talking about javelins. That's a different store. And then a weird tchotchke store. I forget the description. We're going to get to
torches,
that last.
Torches, javelins, and food are sort of the practical
torches and food. Okay, that's going to be in the same place. So let's see here. Do you want cheap rations, normal rations, or expensive rations?
Sorry, just a second.
Yeah, I'm looking stuff too.
These are labeled. The cheap rations, a 1 day supply is 3 silver. A normal is 5 silver, and expensive are 8 silver.
You know what? If there's any chance that I might share this food with Will, I need things to keep, but also maybe that Will might eat in the event that he's dying.
Yeah.
So I will get expensive food, but it has to be non-perishable.
Yeah, all the rations are.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, a day's worth of expensive rations are 8 silver.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I have to figure out. You can cut this all out. Me just talking to myself.
You're going to sound like a genius. You're going to be like, whoa.
Just keep going.
465 gold.
All right. So I bought... Wait, I bought like how many torches? I bought 3 torches.
Well, you said 3 and then Will was going to buy 1, but Will bought all of them.
No, cool. I was going to buy 3 and he was going to buy 1, but I just bought 4 torches. Okay.
Oh, you bought 4. Thank you. All right. And then rations. I need to throw out the old stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to say that half of it was fish taco.
There's no disposal fee. You could just chuck it in the river.
And then I need, so what, I get 4 days of expensive rations.
4 days each or 4 days total?
4 days total.
All right, so that's 3 gold, 2 silver.
Double it. Will's so like, 6 gold, 4 silver.
All right, so I got 8 days of rations.
Okay, all would right. you say six?
Of expensive rations. It's just all caviar.
What is
it's
it all
like? Caviar.
I said it's all caviar. That keeps
caviar.
Right?
It's all little glass jars. It's ridiculous. It's
escargot.
Like you could resell the containers.
Yeah. We can make candles. We should start a business.
Take them to the apothecary. And
I like this idea that Bethwick is like, you're like shopping with the ration stuff, uh-huh. and he's putting up practical things, and Will's like putting up ridiculous, like, we need to have this gray poupon.
I need to restock my dildo supply.
Why do
I don't
you
know.
Keep saying that?
Because you love the word dildo.
God.
Is Will buying anything? Is Rafina buying anything?
Yes, I want some things. I have a list
in
of
this
things.
Kind of a store.
Is it okay? So I will tell you the things that I have written down.
Okay. This is the first time this has ever happened.
Ink?
Yeah, kind of.
Ink.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Do you want cheap, normal, or expensive ink?
Expensive.
All right. A 1 ounce bottle of ink is 15 gold.
Oh my gosh.
Are you making that up? You just looked at me like
nope.
you're...
This is some chart I looked up.
Okay.
If you want normal, it's 10. Cheap is 7.
Wow.
I will take a cheap ink too because I have multiple purposes for it. So it's 1 ounce is 7?
7 gold for cheap. 15 gold for expensive.
Okay. All right. I'm writing
like
all these things down.
Ink and a bubble bath.
Yeah. I need some empty bottles. That's perfect. I can use the caviar jars. I don't need to buy anything.
Do you want a cheap glass bottle, a normal glass bottle, or an expensive glass bottle?
Okay.
They are 1, 2, and gold, 3 gold, respectively.
What I'm curious about is when you say cheap versus expensive, is it to do with like whether they break or is it to do with how they look?
The cheap one you think might be more fragile.
Okay.
The expensive looks super nice. The normal will suffice.
Okay, I will take 1 expensive and 3 normal.
Okay, so that'll be 9 gold.
Okay, I'm writing all these down. I want more chalk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's cheap. It's like a copper or something like that.
Chalk, a piece of copper. Unless you want expensive, it's 1 copper. Expensive is 2 copper.
Expensive chalk, like artist's chalk or something. You know what?
I don't know.
Will, things are going through Will's head if he's at a store like this. Like, uh-huh. he's trying to pick up interesting things. So, yeah. like, if there are some different
colored chalks.
There's
like a section. Like, the normal and cheap is all in the main part of the store. And then there's the other section.
Yes. Wow.
Like, that's where they keep the porn.
Yes. And also yes. the expensive chalk.
Expensive chalk. There's a banner above that section uh-huh. of the store.
You have to go through a curtain.
We can't hear Abby's laugh again.
What?
It's doing
oh, really?
Yeah.
Laugh louder, Abby.
No, it hurts my head to laugh louder. Okay, let me fix that. Hang on. I'm sorry.
Uncapturable.
All right, well, that stinks.
Uncapturable. Oh. All right. I will. You'll just have to. Just make a recording of one of my laughs and play it every time I'm silent.
Just take the Mary Poppin laughs from that scene where they're laughing and
yes.
floating around.
I love to laugh. Some people laugh through their noses.
How much do you want me to pay to get an assortment of chalk? Like a chalk to just mark stuff like white, but then also maybe some colorful chalk. Like Will's like, maybe I could use that. Maybe it could be in a pinch makeup or, you know, to draw something
All
on
that's
something.
That's one
to...
copper a piece.
Okay, but how?
But if you want to like a just chunk a of it, you can get like a pack of 12 chalk for 10 copper. But it's not the fancy shit.
How much is... Will you stop messing this is gonna take forever.
I just told you, 10 copper for
what
a pack
for
of 12.
What about for the fancy chalk then?
That's
for
two copper a piece.
Okay, so
you
it's
don't get any bulk discounts
copper?
On the expensive copper.
Oh, okay, all right. Chalk. Even, so 12, it's 24. Okay, so 12 expensive. This is ridiculous. Colorful chalk.
It's 2.4 silver.
Okay, 2.4 silver. Okay.
Two silver, four copper.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, next.
Well.
Do you want an alms box?
No.
Okay.
Rafina had one in her terrarium. I haven't heard it mentioned in a while. What a bummer.
No, well,
that's
we haven't
it
talked
flew
about
out
it
through
much.
A window.
I know.
Yes.
Ball bearings or something like that, marbles okay. or something. I
Wow, this is really interesting, these things you're buying.
It's for use. It's really? Usefully things. Like some of the least, the most inexpensive things can be super
Do
useful.
Do you want cheap ball bearings? Normal okay. ball bearings are expensive.
Normal.
One gold piece for a bag of 1,000 ball bearings.
Okay. Got it. I also have written down hair oil, mustache wax.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
But I might have to go to salon for that. I don't know.
Do you want normal...
Oh.
Cheap or expensive?
Copper.
Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to put anything less than expensive in my hair?
All right. A flask of it is 2 silver.
For real. All
right. All right.
It smells like lavender.
Yes. Oh, do they have different scents or is there
nope.
just, there's only lavender, Rafina?
The other
we're
ones.
Talking about bread
the
flavors,
non-expensive don't
flavors.
Smell like anything.
Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, the cheap one does, but let's not go there.
You could have had it smell something like sandalwood or something. Had it been bringing back some memories.
Nope.
Nope. All right, fine.
You wish.
Cool. A razor. This is all boring shit. It's all fine. Right. Let Rafina pick some things.
What? Yeah, Rafina, what are you shopping for?
So Rafina is looking around at the unusual offerings that Will mm-hmm. is picking at. And she's just, she's like, wow, maybe I should really think about filling things up so that I can do certain spells. Because, for example, I'm going to need... I'm looking for beads.
Beads?
Ooh.
Beads.
Like jewelry beads?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, what other kind of beads are there?
Hmm.
Beads of sweat?
Anal?
Oh. Anal beads!
Oh my god. That's Christ. in the chalk room.
Bath beads.
They're here's made a, out of chalk.
Here's a necklace of prayer beads. You could use those in a pinch.
You can.
That's what I want. I want that, but I'm going to be praying to the lobster. Is that okay? I hold them up to Will and I say, "Do you think the luminous lobster of love would approve of this prayer bead necklace?"
Do lobsters like beads?
Why am I asking you, Will? Oh, my
I don't
goodness.
Know, because that lobster is not a god, is all I'm going to say. I'm going to preemptively say it.
But he's of love.
Gross.
He's of luminous love.
Hmm.
I also want some bat fur. Is this the sort of place?
No, probably not this place.
Ooh, like a spell place.
But you can buy this necklace of beads. It's 2 copper.
Will, can I have 2 copper, please? No, just kidding.
Yeah, you just put it on the counter, Rafina. This is shopping day, okay? Treat yourself. I heard that
hey,
on Parks
treat
and
Mo-self.
Treat Mo-self.
Oh, where's Mo?
I know, I need to get a loincloth. I need to get Mo a loincloth. No, I'm supposed to get me a loincloth and Mo a suit. I have to
what?
Do that too. Yes, that was discussed months
Rafina
ago.
Rafina would remember.
It's amazing. Of course, but Abby does not. And Abby's delighted.
It's because Mo insisted that he has to, like, the only way he'll try on this suit, because it's very restrictive, is if Will tries on a loincloth. And Will tried to avoid that part, but then Mo said that the only way I get to go back on the boat, mm-hmm. like, he'll release Halula if I don't have a loincloth. Mm-hmm. So I have to
oh my
get
gosh.
A loincloth.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
There probably aren't loincloths in here, huh?
Not in here.
Okay, not in here.
Is anyone buying anything else?
At this store. Someone wants to go to a odd store. That was Bathwack, I think.
Should we, Will, like, looks at, if we're in, like, a general store that's, like, an adventurer's kind of store with, like, thing, like, we're looking at camping equipment, basically, like.
Stuff that I could go control F.
Will basically still, like, it's funny, because we don't play this kind of game where we really, like, are like, okay, who's cooking dinner tonight or anything, but just, like, story-wise, Will would, you know, recognizes that he, in his pack, his bag was, this was always my concept, is that his bag was packed by the swirly man, so, like, there are useful things in there, but also things that like Will hates. So I'm assuming there's no cooking stuff. So like Will's looking at the cooking stuff and wondering if we should have cooking stuff. I'm like, I want to travel and eat these fish rations, which are probably on the counter still. It's just more fish rations. I'm just hoping that the rations.
Yeah,
are
I
good.
Mean, there's some cooking utensils.
Yeah, but Will doesn't like a cooking set. I mean, actually, Will can cook a little bit, but he won't be. He'll be like, somebody cook in this group. Oh.
So like, there's like some basic stuff like that you could use, or there's like stuff that like if you're a cook, like it's a set like of like fine cooking,
like Gwen
things.
Would have gotten that.
Maybe, yeah.
I look at Shimi and I'm like, Shimi.
Yeah.
You know how you wanted a role in this group and we joke about how you're the puzzle master.
It's not a joke.
I know. It's only semi a joke, but listen. Yeah. Am I just one thing in this group? No.
No.
I'm many things.
I'm the puzzle master and
can
I see
you
what you're
cook?
Getting at. Oh, yeah, I can cook.
All right, Shimi. Look me in the eye.
Yeah.
Can you cook? Insight.
Still undetectable.
Insight. I want to know if he actually can. I feel like he lies to me all the time.
Okay.
Insight. 7!
Oh, I can cook, Will. I can cook.
Tell me how you cook an egg, Shimi.
How would you like it?
Sure.
Name me a way to cook an egg.
Should.
What the fuck is that? Joke, but it's such a great joke.
Dude, it's a Jackbox thing.
We were playing Jackbox and Abby was kicking everyone's butt because she knew all the ways that
eggs. And then it crashed.
And it crashed and she didn't get to win. It was very lame. But Sherd was one of the ways. And so Sherd, So does he really say Sherd?
Nope. Benedict. Poached. Over easy. Over medium. Over hard.
All right.
Sunny side up.
How do you cook
scrambled?
How do you cook a scrambled egg?
Oh, you gotta whip it up with a little bit of dairy in there, get some butter, some cheese.
Okay,
some spices.
Shimi's the cook. Shimi has found his bathwack. You're a traveling guy, I guess. What do we need to get so that Shimi we don't need to buy all of this right now, but I don't want you to like walk around town clanging pots and pans everywhere if you're
Samwise
supposed to be stealing stuff. Yeah. But seriously. You know what? Maybe we get some of the pots and pans and bring them back to the hotel, and then when we leave, you can bring the pots and pans, and Shimi's now our cook.
Yay!
I mean, as long as they're not too heavy.
All right, so do you guys want to get a mess kit, or do you want to get a cook's set?
I have a mess kit, so...
What's the I don't have that.
A mess kit is very bare bones. It's like a little tin pot.
Right.
Like a fork.
What's the cooking stuff?
It's
looking
like
at a sheet too.
Pots, pans, spatulas, it's gear for a cook.
Uh-huh. But like how absurd. I don't want to buy like
You want to know the difference in cost, perhaps?
Kind of, I guess. But I'm more like, I just want to get them like some pan. Yeah.
All right.
Like
so the
whatever.
Mess kit is 1 gold. A cook's kit is 50 gold.
What's a cook's kit? Does it come with what?
It comes with
a cook.
Lots of different pans, utensils.
An unfolding cook.
Common spices. Like,
okay.
It's shit.
All right. Shimi?
Yeah?
You are going to go up there and you are going to buy this cook's kit with this money.
Is this an assignment I have to do for my 6th grade class? Do I have to ask this person how long they've tended the till? At the general store.
That's another joke nobody will get.
Nope, just you.
Our son had to do that for his math class.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's so weird. Even the questions afterwards, the questions were like, how did it feel to go up and ask a fucking stranger weird questions?
Gosh.
Bet it felt really great. It was like, it was such a funny questionnaire. Like,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have Shimi go up and do that and I ignore him.
50 gold, deduct it.
I will, but I'm adding it to my whole list, and I'm going to deduct it all at the same time.
Is that including my little thingamabobber?
Yeah, what is it?
Beads.
Beads. And what is it? Just one copper piece or something? Two, ten?
I think I said two.
It wasn't on the list. Yeah, you said two.
Okay. Anything else?
Anything else before we go to the weird store?
Yes, weird
store. I take the prayer beads and I double wrap them around Pippa's neck.
Wait, we have to go to the weapon store and then the weird store.
Wait.
Javelins. Unless you want to do the weird store first.
Nope.
Well, where is it?
The weapon store is right next to the store you're in, so it wouldn't make sense to go to the weird store second. You have to go to the weird store last.
Pippa's wearing the prayer beads. We're good.
Yep.
No, they bring out her eyes.
I want soap, too. Clicking and clacketing. Soap is chew copper.
Hey, you don't know what list I'm looking at.
Okay, cool.
Normal soap is 2 copper. Do you want expensive soap?
How much is the expensive soap?
3 copper.
All right.
See, don't get rid of this list. Get out of here, list.
I need to look at the items. I guess Beartoggle
has lots of expensive stuff, being a giant city.
Yep. It's a premium locale.
So many things.
All right, what weapon store? Will, your friends are leaving. Are you still looking at the shelves?
Hotels have soaps, right? Gosh, I could take a shower.
You totally could.
Will took one last night.
Will's taken many.
All right. Yeah, no, I think that's good.
All right. What are you buying at the weapon store?
I would like to get 2 more javelins.
All right. So now my chart is fucked. Because apparently a cheap javelin, I think it's just a typo. It says a cheap javelin is 3 gold. A normal one is 5 silver. And an expensive one is 8 gold.
What? That makes no sense.
I think I'm going to say those are all silver prices. Or, yeah.
I just need a normal one.
Actually, I think they should be all gold based on everything else. So, yeah, 3 gold, 5 gold, or 8 gold.
Normal.
5 gold.
So 2 5-gold javelins.
Okay. 2.
I better try to pick them up when I throw them.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to buy both those for me, Will?
Describe Will when Beth Wex says that.
Well, the funny thing is I picture what I just did was what I picture Will doing. So like Will, for some reason, I'm having Will write things down. He's like writing
he's
it down.
Yeah, he's got to keep a log.
And then Beth Wex's like, are you going to buy those for me, Will? And Will's just like, writing it down. Business expenses. Yes.
That's right.
It's a write-off.
It's a tax write-off, yes.
That's right. Totally is.
Yep. I'll do it.
Oh.
You better spear lots of bad things for my sake, Bathwack.
Thank you, Will. Fulfilling your contractual obligations.
Exactly. Don't thank me.
Don't thank me.
Rafina, do you want Will to buy you any weapons?
She just shows up at the counter with like
a handful, like an armful.
Grenades.
Clank, 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 clank. Yeah, all grenades.
AK-47. Yeah. No. Rafina is not buying any of the weapons.
F-35.
Can I get a tank?
One of these, Will.
Okay. No weapons for me. I already have too many.
All right. What I want to find something for Shimi.
Oh, you're going to awe me, Will?
Yeah, Shimi, you need something more than just a pocket knife, but you need to not cut yourself
on
it.
You turn around, he's holding this like giant like hammer, like two-handed. Like.
Okay, Shimi, you're not strong enough for that.
Imagine if I could.
I just put his hand down, and I'm just like, what about some brass knuckles or something?
I'm
going to
take it out of his hand so he doesn't hurt himself.
Yeah, exactly. With one hand. Yes. Yeah, with one hand, you just lift it over his head.
It needs to be something he can spell.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, I'll wield a shimi. Did that trick you this time, Abby?
I think I'm getting used to it.
What is a reasonable something to arm somebody who...
Oh, I don't know. What do you think? What would I look good with? What would get me some ladies?
Shimi.
Yeah.
I'm not paying you to get with ladies.
Mm.
One of those things, those pea shooters that you have poison darts that you blow.
Rafina, I think that's for you. I don't trust Sheenie with that. He's gonna knock me out.
Don't inhale.
Hello.
I mean, what about some brass knuckles or something like that? Just something that you can defend yourself with. You are not to go fight.
Okay. Because I'm...
the cook.
The cook.
You could fight with a frying pan.
Puzzle master.
Yeah, what would be good for you? Have you ever fought anyone in the street in Morrow's Inlet?
Oh, maybe once or twice.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Insight! I want to know if he's lying about that. 25, natural 20. Has he gotten in fights?
Nice.
Natural 20 wasted. It's good for no reason.
Right. He's been in a lot of fights.
Really?
No.
He's downplaying it.
Do I? So Will, is his perception of Sheenie like all of a sudden like, oh, this kid puts on like this innocent act, but he's actually tougher than he.
That's the feeling you're getting.
Oh,
right,
Will
now
gets a smile on his face. All right. What do you want?
I mean, that hammer looked pretty good.
It's too Sheenie.
What do you think? What do I look good with?
You're gonna
look
ridiculous.
How about a pair of kitchen scissors?
Yeah.
They'll help out with the cooking.
That's true.
But giant ones that you get at giant
Spirit
AC Moore.
Giant AC Moore.
What do you think? Maybe like a flail?
Sheenie. You're small. You're quick. You right. don't need something heavy.
How about
and
two of these? And he pulls out two light hammers.
You really like hammers, Sheenie.
Oh, I mean, what do you think?
It's cute.
That's not the right word.
I just mean.
But you're right.
I know. Like, you're the hammer cook. I don't know what your deal is, but you are fleshing out into quite an NPC.
Can hey. You spell ball peen?
S-H.
Yeah, so what is it called? Light hammers? Uh-huh. So, like, what are they? I've never heard of anyone.
Well, like, picture like a normal hammer.
Yeah.
But bigger, but not like one you need two hands to hold.
And he's strong enough? Does he seem. Bathwack, Will's not a fighter. He's going to ask Bathwack for his opinion.
Hammer you use to hit people and break their skull with.
Bathwack, is he strong enough for that?
I don't know. Lift it up, Sheenie.
Which one? This one or this one?
He falls over.
I'd say so, Will.
But he does a complete back handspring and lands back on his feet. I mean, I will see the next time a giant toad comes up, I'll smack it in the eye.
Sheenie, again, you use those for defense. You stay behind the grown-ups who have armor and shit, although we might need to outfit you with that too. Not for battles.
So I stay behind you, Will.
Oh, yeah, that's, yes. Stay behind Bathwack. I mean, stay with me, but behind Bathwack.
He's always whatever. Running ahead. I think it's pretty much a given.
All right, cool.
Stay
sure.
behind Will if you can fly.
Yeah.
Oh, do they have, like, wings?
Wing.
Or, like, special fancy boots?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know how much money I have, but Sheenie, no light fingers. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're paying.
Yes. I just mean if you're going after multiple expensive items, you know. I don't know if there's an international system of banking in this country. If there is, I can access money at any point. But I'm assuming there is not. Right. Did I say international? I meant national.
Sheenie has gone up to the counter and asked for special winged boots. Oh, that can make him fly.
Oh, my God.
And he comes back. He says, I guess there's a store down the road that sells, like, special magic stuff. And they said they're probably, like, around, like, 7,000-8,000 gold, something like that.
All right. Well, Sheenie, when you lift enough to pay for that, you won't need me anymore, okay?
All right. I'll lift enough.
No, Sheenie. Sheenie, we already had this discussion.
Spell
your name,
Sheenie. You said we were going to have the discussion, and I know we need to have the discussion first. It starts with an S! The SH I got.
Sweet.
It's when it turns into the E sound that I get confused.
All right. Well, we'll work
anyway.
On it.
Anyway.
Yep. So how much are the hammers?
Oh.
This whole session is going to be a shopping.
If Shimi had cheap a ones? Hammer.
What?
Cheap ones?
Well, light ones.
What are the prices?
1, 2, or 3 gold.
That's it? Three expensive for ones, each. Of course.
So that's yes, six gold.
That's fine. All right.
All right. Shimi is now dual wielding light hammers.
All right. Write it down. Nice. Write it down, DM.
Hey, I can write down whatever I want.
Okay. Well, you won't remember this.
It's very little.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Bathwack, what's this other weird shop you want to go to? Do you have to, does everybody have to take off their headphones and then we need to stop recording so you can just tell me?
No. This whole thing, Shimi thinking about flying is curious. Yeah, no, probably just need to go to the equivalent of a pawn shop, but I was really hoping to find someone who would also be able to take a look at something and explain it to me.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're in... I forgot to mention, you guys are in this... No, not the Scarlet Market. High Ground.
The High Ground.
High Ground.
Shopping area. It's where the hotel is, not a far walk.
Where the wrecked airship terminal is.
Mm-hmm, that's kind of in the middle of it. Yep. But yeah, you find lots of different potential places like that. Places that might... Like... What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to get a sense?
Yeah,
for?
I mean specifically, I want to sell some things, and then I have a vial
like magic
that
things.
I don't think they're particularly magical. They might be.
I mean, like the general stores you were in, you could probably sell stuff there if it's mundane.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, at the store that we were just at, the weapons store.
Yep.
I want to see if I can pawn off the shitty rapier.
Okay.
I think I still have.
Yeah. Where'd you get this? Looks like it's been through hell and back. Why do I have this accent? I'm not from Morro's Inlet. let's see. I think I could maybe give you probably 2 gold for this.
Oh, done.
All right, here you go. Thank you very much. There you go. 2 gold. -1 rapier. Right.
And then what I need to do is I have this wand, that wand from the fox thing in the amber emblem. If I still have it,
thank you.
I think I still have it. I think I got rid of most everything else, but
okay.
I don't need it. I don't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone can tell me what it is, and then I can decide whether it's worth anything.
Okay, yeah, that would be more of a place dealing with magic items and things like that.
Yeah. I think probably the other thing I want to ask about is also a magic item shop. No question.
Okay. So yeah, you find a store that you think probably would be a good place to hawk this this wand. And you go up to the counter.
Oh, well. What do you have here for me?
Pull out the wand, set it on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to sell this.
Oh, would
you?
How much
would you give me?
Well, what do you have here?
It's a wand, right?
Well, what kind? Just a wand? An arcane focus?
You would tell me.
Hmm. I don't see anything too special about this. Maybe give you... She holds it up. Sort of weighs it on her hands. Oh, 7 gold?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Here you go, sweetie. Anything else for me?
Yeah, this one I don't know if I'm willing to sell, but I'm curious if you could tell me about it. I mean, maybe I could offer you some points or something for your expertise.
Okay, what are you thinking?
And I'm going to pull out the vial that had the label youth on it. What do you think this is?
Hmm. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about it? Where'd you find it?
I found it... Well, To be totally honest, I found it off of a hag.
Oh, which, yes? Huh. Well.
She doesn't even bat an eye. She's like, oh, yeah, sure. Of course.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's normal.
I mean, have you...
What does it look like?
Have you sampled it?
No. I don't... Well, why... I don't... Why, do you sample these?
Well, I don't know.
You have youth samplers?
Are you... Do you normally look aged and wizened?
No. I look just like this.
Well, I mean, I would surmise, based on the label, that it's a youth potion. Did the hag that you procured it from seem to have beauty beyond her years?
Don't remember that.
I feel like no. That would be something you'd remember. Yeah.
I mean... Do you think it's safe to drink? What would happen?
I don't know. I wouldn't drink it.
I mean, do you think this is something you would give to your friends or your enemies?
I mean, youth? I mean, I guess that's a bit of a philosophical question, wouldn't you think? Is youth a blessing or a curse?
Wow. Suppose I was to sell it. Would you buy things like this?
Oh, sure. It's an interesting artifact here. I mean, I don't know exactly what's in it, and I'm not about to drink it in front of you. It does seem to have... Just holds it up to the light, swishes it around. I don't think it's just a bottle of water you're selling to me. I could probably give you, I'd say, 3 gold for this.
3 gold. Is that all?
I mean,
how often do you see potions like this?
Sight unseen? I don't know what kind of potion this is. I don't know how often I see potions like this. For the record, like a healing potion, you would know, like a normal one would be or like around 50 gold.
Oh.
Right. Just that's why, I mean, 3 gold doesn't seem like very much at all for this.
Assuming
that could be something very rare if we knew what it was.
Could be. Or it could be nothing. What do you think?
All right, well, thanks for looking at it for me.
Sure.
Guess I'll hold on to it.
Okay. You come on back now if you want to sell it.
And one last question. Wait, is everyone else with me?
I assume so. Everyone else here?
Yeah.
I'm not standing right next to you listening to your conversation. Your I'm chin looking is around. On his shoulder. Will's looking around the store to see if there's anything cool.
Okay.
Do you have anything that could make somebody fly? Like, it could make them fly forever or a really long time?
Well, speaking of potions, I do have a bit of a tonic that could make you take to the skies for a bit. I mean, what kind of budget are we talking about here?
I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, this potion I've got, I mean, it's not forever, that's for sure. I mean, you know, you've given me a little bit of business here. I could probably part with it for, say, 450?
Or 150 gold?
Mm-hmm.
What does the potion do?
Well, it gives you the power of flight.
For how long?
For how long? That's always the question, isn't it? Probably about an hour or so.
An hour. Will.
he Will leans out from behind a rack like he's expecting. What is 45 next?
45 degrees.
I think I might need this.
What is it?
It's a potion.
Okay. Is it to make you less annoying? Just kidding.
I'm trying to figure out how much gold I have. Hold on. Oh, not that much. I mean, I'll kick in 14 gold. If you can pick up the rest of the tab.
For what? What is it? And how much?
It's a flying potion.
Flying potion? Who needs a flying potion when we have me?
You fly for an hour if you drink this.
How much is it?
Can you really put a price on joy?
Joy? We're talking about function here.
I mean, it sounds like your
spell slots are so valuable. You know, if we buy this, you don't need to use a spell slot and I can travel with you.
You haven't told me the price, which makes me think if I buy it, we will not be eating.
I think she said something like 400 gold pieces.
It was actually and more 50. Like 450.
Yeah, okay.
But how... also, you, looking at Will, seem to be more of a savvy purchaser. Now, your friend here seems to be very interested in the idea of flight. I do have a pair of boots that I could let go. I mean, he's done a few bits of business here, and as a sort of a repeat customer, I think I could get a pretty good discount on it if it's something you'd be able to pay up front for.
What?
I mean, I have a pair of boots where if you wear them, the power of flight is yours, period.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Now, normally, I wouldn't let these go for anything less than, say, 900 platinum. But for you, I could bring that down to, let's say, you know what? Let's say 600.
That is a significant discount. Why would you give that to us?
Well, because, again, I could see you guys coming back, spending more money here.
Ethwick's eyes are just darting back and forth between Will and the shopkeeper.
What does this person look like?
She is a halfling.
Okay.
She's young. She is dressed in sort of the general style of bear toggle, sort of bright colors and things like that. And you, as someone who reads people, you think she seems kind of bored.
Do you own this store?
I do.
How do you get the items in it?
People like you coming in and selling them.
And how did you start it?
Oh, I didn't start it.
Who did?
I don't even know. It's been around for generations.
Okay. If I cast my modified True Strike while I'm trying to ask her questions, can I find out whether she is Ricardo Ulysses? I guess she's a halfling. So that's Will's first worry, is that she's not who she seems to be. Arcana roll? I don't know what you want. I mean, I have the True Strike spell, which, well, you
what
know.
What did we say?
It's basically.
We wrote it down.
It's been a while. Let's see.
I know.
Social status, position, turn-ons, offs, personality, background, favorite drink, et cetera.
Okay. You don't think she has necessarily much social status or position.
Mm-hmm.
Personality, you think she's self-assured and confident in what she does. You think her owning a store is probably something that gives her sense of self-worth. You think she has, she's good at what she does. She's good at getting things for less than they're worth and selling them for more than what they're worth.
Mm.
You don't think she's necessarily out to cheat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She's just making a profit. Mm. And her favorite drink is a buttery nipple.
is there a delay? Are you just looking at each other?
Staring. Will's like, 600 platinum. Mm-hmm. Who goes around carrying that kind of money?
I don't know. Do you?
Maybe once in a previous life.
Bathwack in the middle of Will's sentence hauls out this battle axe.
Whoa! Oh, I thought he was gonna haul out the diamond.
No. And I mean, turn it on its side, and I drop it heavily on the counter. And I say, you know, I don't know very much about potions or spells, but do know about weapons.
Mm-hmm.
This is a magical axe.
Oh.
Unlike any I've ever seen.
Tell me about it.
I mean, this must be worth a lot.
Why?
Because it does horrible damage to things that are at, like, trees.
Hmm. So it's good at chopping
monstrosities.
Down trees?
Oh, like other don't axes? Don't play dumb. If you are somebody who owns a store like this...
Well, I'm telling you. Tell me about
exactly.
It. Oh,
for crying out loud. Look at it! Intimidation? I don't know.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Sure. No, I mean, he's not even trying to intimidate. It's more like...
Persuasion?
Let's get down to brass tacks. Yeah, I'm trying to... 14. That's pretty good. He's basically trying to be like, cut the shit.
Okay.
Look how savvy I am. How savvy KT is not.
Well, that's a D100.
Yeah, I'm like 85. You beat me.
Nailed it.
14!
So, what do you think this is worth?
Who is she talking to? Yeah.
It's not clear. And then she makes eye contact with Rafina.
Ooh.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, if you're asking Pathway, I mean, Pathway doesn't really know. So he would have to, first of all, get an actual guess. So what would Pathway need to roll to evaluate this weapon?
Yeah.
I know how much regular weapons cost. I mean,
let's say.
I know that magical weapons are rare and.
Yeah.
Valuable.
They are. Why don't we say you're going to need to make two rolls. I need you to make an arcana check and a history check.
All right. Both of which I am horrible at. But here we go.
Oh, Bathwack.
What is it?
A 3 and a 4.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Both minus.
That's why I looked at Will first.
All right. Bathwack, I'm sorry, but you have no idea, so you're going to have to make something up.
How much were the boots?
She said she could part platinum. For 600 platinum.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I see. How much gold for platinum?
10.
Oh, so
6,000 gold.
6,000 gold?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And wait, Will's not saying anything?
Well, what was the last question? I don't know.
How much do you think it's worth?
Is there any pause? Because she said hi to Rafina, and then she said hi.
Bathwack's going to try to calculate 25% of the 600 platinum. So what is that? 350 platinum. So 1,500 gold. So I guess Bathwick's going to say, I bet it's worth at least, 150 platinum.
I have no idea. What does Will think of that? As somebody who knows money.
Roll an arcana check and a history
I
check.
Don't know weapons.
No, you don't.
So, and all Bathwick is thinking is like, I have no idea. I know that
Nine
Will
Arcana,
will pay for
75% history.
Of things that we need.
Need? So, this is not happening unless we steal it. I don't have that much money.
So you got a 9 Arcana and a 21 history.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know much about this axe or how much it necessarily would cost, but with your 21 history, you think that for something like this, with the properties that it has, you could probably get way more than what Bathwack's saying.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, well, so Bathwack said that already, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the lady and I fold my arms because I'm looking at her like with a look of, I know that that's not what it is.
Well, maybe I could take it for that much in trade with the rest of the platinum for these boots.
You're ridiculous. You're very cute. I wonder who shops at this store. Just rich collectors who have no need of the items in it?
Some of them.
Oh. Well, good luck with your, I don't know, very probably dwindling
okay,
clientele.
Okay, okay. And she reaches out and puts a hand on the axe.
Oh, no. No, Bathwack puts a hand on the handle.
Yeah, I wouldn't go touching his great
Oh, I'm sorry.
Grandfather's.
I just don't want to put an end to this conversation
precious
yet.
Axe, the king of Gully's End, if you know what I mean.
Deception.
All right, here we go. My lies have not been good lately. Oh, a 20.
The king of Gully's End? Own this axe?
Yeah, Bathwack, don't let her take it.
The current king, or?
I said his great-grandfather. You probably haven't noticed because he tries to go incognito, but he has his hair wrapped around the crown in a pompadour, right? I flick a piece of it up to just show the crown for a second.
Oh, okay. God, I was going to say, if this was the axe of King Bathwack, I mean, that would be...
What? Wait a second. That's not Will, but what? The axe of King Bathwack?
Rafina said, is that a family name? That's your name too, Bathwack.
Bathwack's really uncomfortable and starts to pull the axe off the counter.
She doesn't stop you.
Maybe we're done here.
You a fan of Gully's End history? Ma'am, what's your name?
Not particularly, no. Why?
Well, how would you know the name of a king of a land that's...
Well, it's one of the six river states. You don't know the name of the king of Gully's End?
Not important enough. I wink at her. To imply that I am more important. There you go.
Performance.
Okay. You're a dickhead. Gonna be a one. A natural 20! How about that?
Oh, nice.
Ooh, I'm smooshing her.
All right, you know, I could part with these boots for 300 platinum. And I'll take half off for the axe.
So for 150 platinum?
And the axe.
Wait, this is with your really good persuasion, Will?
It was performance.
It was performance. I winked at her.
To pretend that he was
Aren't
important.
You super charismatic, Bathwack?
He's supposed to be.
Yeah, I
Listeners, Alex didn't know what to do with that statement or question.
Can you scratch my back? I'm so itchy. Thank you.
Do we have a deal?
I'll have to think about it.
Oh, you don't. My offer stands for a day.
For a day?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you sound like you are a little interested in the history of Gully's End. So, I don't know. I'll see if you come after. Bathwag, don't give it away, okay? I don't know if she's even offering. This is what am I trying to think of? I'm literally thinking of that movie
Artifact?
We just watched. Artifact.
Bathwag feels the crown kind of burning on his head. Doesn't know Ooh. If it's real or if it's just he's feeling angry.
Ooh. Ooh! Ooh! Can I sense that from Bathwack? What do you want me to roll?
Insight.
Oh, you don't make me roll all the time. I make too many rolls.
You asked. I wasn't going to make you roll anything. 16. You can tell he's mad.
He's mad. All right. Wait, is he mad at me? Can I tell that?
No.
Or we could just trade. You give me boots. I give you the axe. And then we leave.
That's not enough.
We have a day, Bathwack. Walk away. I don't know if we want to get rid of that axe anyway. Bathwack, think of the other things we can do with it. Will is, again, deception. He's trying to make it look like the thing is more precious than it is. But I already rolled a natural 20. That's a 14. All right, I'm rolling really well. Just... Give us the fucking shoes, Lightning. I'm just kidding. Look at my rolls.
What if someone offered you a pair of boots of levitation, but they were Crocs of levitation?
Will would never wear them. No, but I would.
And
I have
what
Crocs
if you just
right
wear one?
Whoa!
croc of
spiral
levitate.
Spiral off into the sky. Will, like, sensing that Bathwack is mad and is being weird, like, touches his arm and is like, let's go. We have 24 hours. That's a day in the old Six Rivers.
Because you put your hand on his arm and he, like, snaps out. He's like, oh, what? Almost like, what am I doing? And doesn't push it any further.
All right, I steal something on the way out.
Right now.
Just kidding. What? I said, all right, we steal something on the way out. I'm just kidding.
Where are the boots, by the way? Are they sitting out somewhere? Can we see them?
He means already stolen them.
He's wearing them. You have not seen them. She didn't pull them out or anything. She didn't gesture to them or whatever. Everything on display, you don't think it's as good as that. You don't even know if they're on the premises necessarily.
Mm. Oh, that's too bad.
Or if she even has them at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She might have 40 pairs. She's wearing a pair.
She has children sewing
them in
the back.
Pair. She has boots on her hands.
Walk away.
Waka waka away.
Waka waka away.
Waka waka.
Do you walk away?
Yeah, I walk away. But I never mind.
You wiggle your
it's fine.
It's like he was gonna jiggle
your axe.
That I gesture. Yeah, I gesture with the axe. Like
charismatically.
It's walking out the door. Yeah, yeah.
You make it walk.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it in an intimidating way. Not yet. Just, you know, like if I can basically put it back on my belt in such a way that it flashes or it, you know, it looks really
give me a performance check.
Sure.
That's charisma based.
Woo! Ooh, he got a 25.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Natural 20.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
So it looks like a king is putting his weapon away.
Whoa.
She drools.
Way too much.
Make the cloak billow, I say in a I seriously I send a message. Billow.
Oh, that's right. The billowing. Oh,
billow.
And you whisper that under your head under your breath, Will, and before Bathwack even has a chance to, the cloak starts to billow.
Nice.
Okay. What were you looking for, Will?
I wasn't looking for anything in particular.
There's lots of cool stuff in here.
I just wondered if anything would have appealed to Will.
I don't know. What would appeal to Will?
Will, I need those boots.
Bathwack, I need those boots.
Uh-oh.
But they're probably hideous. They're probably hideous anyway.
Will,
Rafina
needs those boots.
Uh-huh. Rafina does need those boots.
Shimi needs those boots.
No, I don't.
Is that the game we're playing?
Why does a cook need
you
to fly?
You can have the boots if they each have a mustache on them. Then we know they're meant for you, Will.
Don't you think Bathwack will look very good in a mustache? Do you like my mustache?
It'd look even better in mustache boots.
Your mustache?
Wings on them.
Do you guys like my mustache?
You don't have a mustache.
Does he have a mustache?
What? No, look. Give me a perception check.
Oh my God.
I see two hairs.
We all lean in. 13. That's the only roll you're going
to
get.
Do we all have to?
I guess if you're not looking at for Shimi's mustache, you don't have to.
Hey, I have mustache powers.
Oh, you want to roll with advantage? Go ahead, roll again, Will.
I should be able to see if there's ever a mustache anywhere. You know what I mean?
Just automatic natural 20. Oh, speaking
what
of which.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
There's right. One hair.
So you lean way in. No, Rafina was right. There's two.
Are
one
they
on each side.
One on each side?
They're symmetrical.
Wow.
How cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly your protege.
I'm like, I'm not sure how Will feels about that.
I grew these for you.
For me?
Aww.
Rafina, stop it.
What?
Don't encourage that behavior. I just like to imagine the aww wasn't character. Aww.
We left the store yet?
Yeah. You did.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to go back in.
Okay. Oh, hello.
I think it'll help me think about it if I can see what it is that we're discussing. I've showed you
bargaining about
the axe, and you can see how valuable it is. But
sure.
How do I know you really have these shoes?
Okay, fair enough. Wait here.
Okay.
She ducks through a door behind the counter.
The end.
I just wanted everybody to picture just Bathwax standing there in silence.
I know, yeah, because like I guess he leaves music. And we don't follow him. We just are like, all right, bye, mm-hmm. Bathwax. Why are you going back in there, Bathwax? You don't know how to be cool with a sail. Ugh.
And then she comes back. Longer than that, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And she has
olive. Olive.
You were knocking stuff off. There's a rack of wands that went clattering to the floor. she is carrying a stout wooden box that she hefts up and puts on the counter. I neglected to mention the counter is suited for her height, mm-hmm. so it's kind of low for you. Mm-hmm. She reaches up. It's not terrible, but she reaches up. And she unhooks a clasp in the front of the box, and she lifts up the lid. It's on a hinge. It lifts up silently, and inside, nestled in a pillowy, dark green, velvety cushion interior lining mm-hmm. place are a set of dark brown leather boots.
Mm.
They just look like leather boots.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know these are magical?
I mean, if you can show the coin, I'll let you try them.
People try things before they buy them? How do I know what this is?
I just need to see the coin.
Oh, I see. I've shown you the axe.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that's what I can do. Bill.
I'm outside.
Yeah, you hear it, though.
Yeah?
He yells to you.
I look at Rafina, and I'm like, Rafina, he has no idea how to, like, bargain at all. He just went back in there. I sigh, and I go back to the door. Yes? What can I do for you, sir?
She won't let me, Let me convince myself that these are magic boots without seeing that we have the means to buy them.
That's not how you do business with rich people, sweetheart.
Are you rich people?
Do I look like a poor person? I've asked that question many times today.
No. Right. But that's not what we were talking about. We're talking about rich people.
Okay. I am not going to prove myself to you. You can take your boots and deposit them in your butt. and I close the door.
And you're inside?
And I'm inside, no. I'm outside.
I mean, they're here. I'm not trying to pull one over on you. I just don't trust them on your feet without seeing you have the means to purchase them.
Rafina yells through the window, make her put them on and see if she flies.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you put them on?
No, I don't think that I will.
All right. Persuasion.
Oh, okay. Dear. Oh, dear.
Come on, put them on. Like, there's no harm in putting them on and demonstrating to your customers that you're selling good wares.
13. Okay.
You know, I won't run off with them if they're on your feet.
Fine.
Ooh.
And she pulls the box down behind the counter. She pulls them out. She puts them on. And she lifts into the air a couple feet off the ground, almost level with her feet, or almost level with the top of the counter. Hmm. Happy now?
Yeah, Bethrack puts on a smile. Thank you. Now I know that they're the real thing.
Are you going to buy them?
Well, We have what, 24 hours?
23 and three quarters.
Perfect. Giant smile.
Eth. Terrifying.
All right. I'm leaving.
All right. So Bathwack billows. No, he wallops out of the store.
Wallops?
Wallib.
Nice.
And you all traipse back towards the hotel to wait out the day and rest up, sober up in certain instances, underage instances. And we're going to find out what happens in the hotel or maybe the next day away from the hotel next time on Prork Fide Dryce.
Sweet.
Yay.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.